The Saboteur by Andrew Gross. Read for you by Eduardo Ballerini.
In the years leading up to 1943, British and American intelligence in World War II focused on the possibility that the Nazis were creating sophisticated and potentially decisive weapons, weapons powerful enough that they could potentially alter the war. They also kept a close eye on the possibility that the Germans were making progress on what the Allies saw as their own decisive weapon, the atomic bomb. British intelligence networks undertook a vigorous campaign to determine the extent of the Nazis' progress in this area. As far back as 1939, it was determined that the Germans were engaged in atomic research built around the use of deuterium oxide, D2O, or heavy water, which acted as a moderator for the crucial step of isotope separation, essential to the creation of an atomic bomb. D2O required enormous amounts of electrical power to produce, power unavailable in Germany, but which was being produced and synthesized in smaller quantities for the end use of ammonia fertilizer at the Norsk Hydro plant at Vemork, Norway. This remote plant was tucked into a narrow gorge under the Hardangervidda, or plateau, one of the most desolate and inhospitable mountainous regions in Europe. In October 1941, these worries grew even more dire. British intelligence received a report from the Danish underground, detailing a meeting between the Nobel laureate physicist Niels Bohr and Germany's leading atomic scientist Werner Heisenberg, director of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Berlin. What the German physicist said alarmed Bohr enough to send an immediate warning to London that he was convinced the Nazis were on the verge of obtaining a devastating weapon based on the heavy water experiments in Vemork. On both sides of the Atlantic, Churchill and Roosevelt gave the matter their highest attention. In England, a secret committee was formed to deal with the issue, part of an organization known as the Special Operations Executive, or SOE, that only a handful of people even knew existed. What follows is the story of how only a few brave men put an end to that threat.